This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does all the work for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. Visit Picasso to see thousands of listings. That's PACASO.com.
I awake to a cool, crisp, dewy morning. It's early, maybe 7 a.m. I roll over and notice Dylan is awake already, and Ryan is in the process of waking up. I crawl out of the tent and gaze up at the sky. Colorado is beautiful and wide, and the mountains make me feel like I've been here before. Did I live out west in a previous life, I wonder? I get up and stretch my back. My neck cracks all the way down my spine. I have only a thin t-shirt and I'm cold all of a sudden. We pack the bedrolls and break down the tent. As I jump in the car, Ryan glances back at me. I can read his face like a book. Ever since we were children, I could feel an energy from my brother when something was wrong. A bad omen, a black feeling, or a warning of some type. It was his way of reading the vibes around us. This is the day. I can feel it coming, he says, like it's a failure on his part. Rye, this is not the day, honey. We'll be fine, I tell him, always the optimist. Even in the face of defeat, I smile. My heart cannot be broken because I won't let it. I pull against all my feelings. I have a bad feeling all of a sudden. I look over at Dylan. He's much harder to read. I grab Ryan's shoulders and squeeze, the familiar sister hug I know he needs. He starts the car and drives down the blacktop. About 20 minutes later, we stop for gas. I clean out the car and Dylan and I take turns pumping gas. Ryan hurries back and tells me to get in the car. I look at him and ask why. Because there's a fucking cop right there. That's not a cop, I say right back. It's an undercover, I'm telling you.
Welcome to the Dougherty Gang, a production of iHeartRadio and KT Studios. Episode 7, We Should Have Gone to Sports Authority. I'm Courtney Armstrong, a crime producer at KT Studios with Stephanie Leidecker. We've been working with producer Beth Greenwald on the Dougherty Gang for months. Now, these three siblings have agreed to tell their story for the very first time, each from separate prisons. Lee Grace Dougherty is at the Federal Correction Institute, Aliceville, in Alabama. Ryan Dougherty is in the U.S. Penitentiary Tucson in Arizona. And Dylan Dougherty is at the Federal Correction Institute in Bennettsville, South Carolina.
This call is from a federal prison.
We thought we got away, and you know, everything just seemed totally normal. Like, you're just in a car trip, you're on the road, you're with your brothers. It was like nothing was out of the ordinary. Then, the moment we would see a cop at an intersection or on the highway, we would just stop what we were doing, like, oh my gosh, there's a cop. What are we going to do? Are we going to get pulled over? It was just like gut-wrenching. It was just very emotional. We would just get really quiet and just kind of look at each other like, well, this is what's going to happen. It was a lot of anxiety. And as soon as the cop would turn off the road, it was like we just went right back to normal.
Within hours of leaving their home in Okochee, Florida, the Dougherty's robbed a bank and engaged in a shootout with police. For an entire week, the siblings evaded multiple agencies who were after them. After crossing 16 states, they were landing in Colorado to hide out before heading south to Mexico. Here's Dylan.
I've been to Colorado before, skiing in Vail. There's a lot of remote areas, and there's a lot of campground areas in the state. This is why we definitively stayed in Colorado for a couple of days.
Ryan and Lee Grace had never been there.
We hit this one stretch of road that I remember, and we must have drove for like 30 miles at like 10,000 fucking feet elevation plus, and it was just like you were driving along the ridge line of a bunch of connected mountains. It's hard to describe, like if there was a mountain and there were a series of tips that happened to connect, like a razorback, and you were just driving right on the top of it, and like there's overlook spots where you get a pullover, and they got little shaded benches and shit, and you just get to see it forever and ever, and it's just like blue and green, and it's just amazing looking, and that was a cool part for it for me, seeing that really beautiful scenery.
The nature out in Colorado and Utah was so beautiful. You know, once we got out of the Midwest, the United States out west is so gorgeous. It takes your breath away. You know, these big mountains looming and being with my brothers.
Here's Lee Grace speaking with producer Beth Greenwald.
Was there any thought of going your separate ways?
Well, no. I don't think at any point we really wanted to separate, because the fear was, once we get separated, how are we going to meet back up with no cell phones, no meetup spots, no place to actually get in contact with each other? We did not want to be anywhere where we had a cell phone, nowhere where anything electronic was used, no email, you know, no text messages.
Former Colorado State Trooper Mark Bonetta was aware of the Dougherty sightings in his state.
There was reports that they were seen in Colorado. That was the last that we had heard about it when I went to work that day. I think it was the night before that somebody had seen him in Colorado Springs.
With nowhere to sleep but the car, the trio were cold and decided to camp out, but they needed supplies. Here's Dylan.
I'm in the REI right now. I'm walking around. I got the tent, and the dude's like telling me all the cool features about it. I'm like, yeah, man, as long as it keeps the fucking mosquitoes out, great. Yeah, it's $400, sweet, man. And I got some like a little foam rollout pad and this, that, and up there. And I got all these like little odds and, you know, the stuff we needed. And I go over to the counter to check out, and there was a couple gentlemen in there that I believe were about to ship out. And I remember their bill came out to like $1,800 or $1,900, and they had bought three watches. And you know, I mentioned to them, I said, hey, fellas, I appreciate your service. Thank you for that. And then, of course, it was my turn to pay for my stuff, and which I did in cash, as always. It's like, well, do you want a warranty on it? We just need your email address and two forms of ID, and we'd like to get your thumbprint. And I'm like, this is all to buy a fucking tent? It was really weird, like, and I didn't realize there was all those questions that came with buying a tent. I just wanted to buy the tent without having to offer her my, you know, firstborn child as collateral. So, only an REI. I should have went to Sports Authority. What the fuck was I thinking?
While Dylan questioned his shopping trip, Ryan noticed they were getting some unwanted attention.
After I came out of the store, Ryan and Lee Grace said that some guy had kind of looked at him funny in the parking lot.
I see this guy who's like, give me the fucking hairy eyeball in the parking lot of REI. And he like picks up his cell phone and starts dialing and then starts talking. And I tell my brother when we get out, I'm like, hey, that dude just made us. He just called the cops on us. Like, we got to go. He's like, oh, you're tripping. You're being paranoid. I'm like, I'm not being paranoid.
Former Walsenburg Police Chief Jim Chamberlain was one of the first to confront the Dougherty's.
The night before, my wife and I were watching the news. We saw a news report that they possibly were spotted at an REI store in Colorado Springs. So we thought they might be in the area.
Here's Dylan.
Well, they had all these calls coming in. Oh, they're here. They're, you know, some poor lady in Tennessee that they thought was Lee Grace. They tackled her in her mailbox and just, you know, they were ripping every poor person driving a, you know, innocent person driving a white Subaru was getting pulled over at gunpoint everywhere. And I think the first time they had any kind of real, like, oh, here's where they are, you know, was when we were supposedly spotted at the REI store. And Lee Grace and Ryan, they called it a stink eye.
Local police were overwhelmed with Dougherty sightings.
Investigating a sighting at Walmart, it sounded like somebody was going to buy ammunition and then they left.
I'm going to let you know, we're coming across Highway 165 up here from San Isabel to McKinley Junction. Around milepost 14, back into the parking lot there, there's a little white car that kind of sort of matches the description of those guys they're looking for.
Okay, great.
Little white car, got a little dome tent set up next to it. There was a female wandering around it. I think it's a little Subaru. It looks like a little Subaru emblem on the front, but I can't tell for sure. But
possible sighting for some parties, that the three parties that were involved in the shooting. They said it was a white car that matched the description.
Okay.
They have a dome tent set up.
Okay.
And there's a female walking around the campsite.
While multiple authorities continued tracking the trio, they headed up into the mountains. Here's Ryan.
All right, well, we drove off the side of the road in one place, like up, like onto like a ravine and off. And like, I remember like I took a fucking, like a shower in like this running water. It was like a moving body of water that was like really pretty, had rocks and shit in the water. I fucking showered off because we got like hygiene shit in the car, but I know that my sister and brother showered off, and like I remember laying my clothes out on the rocks.
We did try sleeping out of doors a few times. It is so cold in Colorado at night. You feel like you're going to freeze to death, and it's very wet. I remember just getting out of the car and saying, oh no. So, you know, we're in the mountains almost the whole time. I'm used to living at sea level. So it's hard on my chest. It's hard on my head. I was getting the worst headaches, just pounding headaches. I felt like I was going to have a brain aneurysm.
We found a place that was like a little overlook off the side of the mountain, because Colorado's a bitchin'-ass place, man. Like, if all the hipsters wanted to move there and drove up all the fucking housing prices and some of the other shit that they brought with them, that would just be like a fucking slapping-ass place to live, because, like, I seen like people that were just tubing in like a fucking open river, like some shit that was running down off the mountain, and I know that fucking water was cold as shit, but it was a whole fuckload of cars, and it's not like it was some place that was like bought or owned.
We got these expensive pads from the REI camping supply store, and we got a little, I believe it was a 2 or 3 man tent, very small tent. Everything was extremely expensive, and that night we slept in the tent on the floor, on the just the plain ground. There was nothing out there. There was no campsite. It was just a little off-the-road area with dirt. We just pulled off and put the tent right next to the car.
Here's Trooper Bonetta.
The people that saw them and reported them, called 911 and reported them when they were in the Rye area or San Isabel, because they had camped somewhere that night up in that San Isabel area. So the reporting party on that was a former trooper, and I want to say it was his father-in-law saw them and then called 911 and kind of got the ball rolling.
Dylan and Ryan pick up the story.
And I think I was pumping gas, and Lee Grace at the time had been riding in the back seat, and I think Ryan said something to me, or maybe I said something to Ryan. I was like, I said, I think this guy just made us, because he kind of like just slow drifted through the parking lot.
My brother and sister, I'm like, hey, that's a fucking Crown Vic with steel rims with a cage, and it's got the laptop stand, and it's got the little piggly wiggly curly Q antenna on the back for the radios. Very clearly an unmarked car, and like I spotted it, and I told my brothers and sisters, I'm like, great, this fucking cop just seen us and he knows who we are, like we're fucked. Like, he just slow rolled behind us, grabbed our tag, rolled out in front of us, tried to park and look nonchalant in the front of the store, but like, I'm not stupid, this motherfucker just popped us. And they're like, oh, you're being paranoid. You're crazy. And I'm like, all right, bet.
Dylan realized that Ryan could be right.
He pulled across the street and went across the road and parked at another stop sign. It was kind of like, you know, he was able to pull back out on the highway. Whichever way we went, he was able to pull out behind us. So the officer, you know, is sitting across the road. And I'm like, I think he made it.
And he just did his damnedest to Once he looked over here for about 0.5 seconds, he looked directly away and made sure not to look in this direction ever again. So, like, I'm an observant dude, and I'm not stupid. Like, I knew what it was. I was like, fuck. They saw us, you know, put the gas in the car, and then, you know, we pulled out. And when we pulled out, he pulled out behind us. And not directly behind us, but when we went across the interstate, we pulled into the other gas station parking lot, whipped right around, and came back out of the gas station and went back across the overpass. And we're literally meeting each other. You know, we're not head-on collision, but he's, you know, heading east, and we're heading west now. And he kind of did like a little bobble, like he was going to pull in front of us. And I think there was a part of him that was like, I don't know if I really want to pull in front of these people just yet. So, but he flicked his lights and kind of did like a bobble, like he was going to pull in front of us. And then he didn't, and he went straight past us. And at that time, we jumped on the interstate heading south. And then he had went across and pulled a U-turn really fast. We were going southbound, and we were moving fast. And at that point, you know, I can remember, there was a point where Lee Grace is like, well, maybe we can just turn ourselves in.
Former Walsenburg Chief of Police Jim Chamberlain was aware the Dockertys were close. He just didn't know how close because he was off duty and in the middle of vacation.
I didn't have my radio or anything with me. I was checking my emails and got the flyer for the Dockerty gang being on the loose. And so I made copies of that and gave it to all the officers that were working that day.
Here again is State Trooper Mark Bonetta talking to Beth.
Well, I was in Pueblo at the time, so about 35 miles south of Colorado Springs.
We'd seen the news stories about what happened in Florida and about them shooting at the officer and disabling his vehicle. And then they just kind of disappeared off the grid. Hadn't heard anything about where they were or what they were doing.
Did you think at all by any chance that they could end up coming through?
Sure. You know, because Pueblo, you know, is in Colorado Springs and Denver, they're all along right along I-25. And which, you know, major interstate all the way from, you know, El Paso north. You know, so it's a major thoroughfare. And then we also had Highway 50 that goes, intersects Pueblo east and west. So, yeah, there's always a chance, you know, you think, well, it could happen. There's a lot of back roads that are, you can get from Colorado Springs around Pueblo.
Meanwhile, Chamberlain's secretary said there was a sighting of the Dockertys at a nearby campground.
Sitting in the office, that's when our secretary, Andrea, came over and said, hey, are you hearing what's going on? I'm like, no, I don't have my radio. What's going on? Well, they think they might have seen a car matching the description of the fugitives at a campground in Colorado City. They're going to check it out. I was like, oh, okay. So I had a radio on my desk. I turned the radio on. I'm listening. And I'm like, well, you know, probably, you know, another one of 100 tips called into the State Patrol. They're going to check it out. Because, you know, whenever you get a tip called in like that, you have to go check it out just to make sure. So I wasn't thinking too much of it until I started hearing, oh, crap, they took off. Now there's a pursuit.
Let's stop here for another quick break. We'll be back in a moment.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates.
Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Beth gets Ryan's initial reaction to being chased.
So that first moment when they turn on their lights and you hear sirens, what are you thinking?
I saw the lights and I was like, man, we'll dust them again. We'll get away from them again here. But like, man, they had plenty of time to set their shit up, and like Colorado was on point, and they got us, you know. And what I thought was, we're gonna have to fucking slow down and chop the block out of this car because I don't think I'm gonna be able to outrun them. I mean, I tried to at first because I don't want to have to shoot at you, because no matter how good an aim I have, an AK is good for about 600 meters. That's it, right? After that, the bullet just kind of goes wonky, and you're not really aiming. You're just praying and spraying, and like, I don't want to hit innocent civilians. If I shoot a cop, you know, I feel bad, but only so bad.
We weren't doing light speed, but we were moving. And during that whole situation, you know, I remember I just thought this was the end. This was it. And there were so many cop cars behind us. I want to say it was like 7 or 8, you know, possibly as many as 9. And like every exit ramp we went by, there was like 2 or 3 more, you know, cop cars on the, and it was, you know, it's kind of like a scene from Smoking the Bandit. I'm like, man, this is not going to end well. This is it, folks. You know, here's where it's all going to end. And you know, I mean, honestly, at that time, I was like, I didn't feel like we're going to hang this white towel out the window.
Here's Trooper Panetta.
It's hard to have like a single channel with when you have two comm centers. Information was slow to get out. And then we were told that the SO was following them. The sheriff's department was following them south on the interstate. It's like, oh, crap. So we turned around and went back and got an interstate and started heading south. I didn't realize, or we didn't know, that it was an unmarked car that was following them. I think he had his lights were on. He was actually trying to contact them. And unbeknownst to us, we didn't know it. And all of a sudden, you know, he pulled over and went past him. And all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, shit. I'm behind them right now. That's it. Like, and we were trying to catch up to them. So we had our lights and sirens on and stuff. And that was it. You know, it's like, oh shit, the chase is on. And that's them. And here we go.
Here's Beth speaking to Dylan and Trooper Panetta.
Did you think there was a chance you were going to get away?
I don't think you ever think you're caught until they put those handcuffs on you. You know what I mean? And I don't know. It's people say different things, and maybe it's just me, but you know, I really didn't want to be caught. I don't know anybody that wants to be caught.
How long are you guys being chased by whoever's chasing you at that point?
Between like 9 to 12 minutes, somewhere around there. It's actually a fairly long interstate chase, ranging between about 80 to 140 miles an hour, so over about 30 something miles.
And at that point, was it just a high-speed pursuit, or they already started shooting?
It was probably just after we crossed over into the Huerfano County line, and a little past that. And then I heard it, right? You know, like I heard the the popping noise, like pop, 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 pop. And first thought to myself was like, oh, are you kidding me? I'm getting a flat tire. That's what it sounded like. And then I realized, oh, hell, they're shooting. You know, so I reported, I was like, shots fired, you know, and I backed off, right? I kind of, you know, got down to my seat a little bit, squinched down, because I knew they had shot at that officer before from the other stories.
Chief Chamberlain picks up the story.
And then I start hearing, you know, State Patrol over the radio saying, yes, we're being shot at. And I was like, oh, yep, so that is probably them. So that's when I made the decision, even though I don't have my stuff with me, I have my gun, I'm a police officer, I'm going to go help. So I was like, I asked Andrea, our secretary, hey, is there anything wrong with car 8 out there? She said, nope. I was like, okay, well, I'm taking it. So I went out and jumped in the car, started up, lights and sirens going, had the radio on, listening, thinking to myself, okay, I can stop by my house, I can grab my vest, and then I can continue, because my house was on the way to the highway. And as I'm going, lights and sirens faster, I keep listening to, you know, they're saying mile markers, and I'm like, okay, doing some calculations in my head, thinking, okay, if I stop, then I won't be there in time, because they had a stop sticks set up at exit 52 underneath the overpass.
Beth picks up the story with Ryan.
You said this was you're being chased, and who's firing back at the police?
You know what? That's a question that you should probably ask either my sister or brother, or, you know what I'm saying? Because I can't specifically say to that, because I don't know what they're still trying to fight in court and whatnot.
Here's former police chief Chamberlain.
So I was thinking, you know, if any one of them starts pointing a gun at me, I'm shooting first. Because, you know, no vest, no nothing. They've already shot at officers on the highway. Yeah, if it's going to be them or me, it's going to be them.
I felt like we could have gotten away third time's a charm or whatever.
But law enforcement had a plan, Trooper Bonetta explains.
They're shooting at us, you know, so we backed off, and not a lot, but enough to keep them in sight, but give them a little bit of a distance between me and them. And we were in communication with Trooper Noga, who was right at the exit in Walsenburg, who was working a construction overtime detail. And the plan was that he was going to deploy the stop sticks there and try to disable the tire of the vehicle by flattening the tires and hopefully put this thing to rest.
We're going to take a quick break here. We'll be back in a moment.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The police were mobilized and the spike strips were in place. Here's Chief Chamberlain, followed by Trooper Bonetta.
So I was like, okay, I'll head southbound on the 52 on-ramp because I could see him coming. I'll just fall in at the end of the pursuit, and then I'll help out with whatever happens after they get caught, after they go over the stop sticks.
You couldn't go left or right because there's guardrails and whatnot, so you know they wouldn't really have much of an escape route, so hopefully that would force them to stay on the road, and then the stop sticks would be enough to get at least one, or if not all, the tires flat.
When we were in the car heading south, you know, with 8 or 9 police cars chasing us, 140 miles an hour, and cops on every, you know, off ramp and on every overpass.
We just kind of, there was a multiple construction zones between the county line and to where it actually ended. So where lanes were shifted and there was cones and Jersey barriers and whatnot. So it was kind of sketchy going through there, blasting with other traffic and whatnot. But luckily there was light enough traffic that it wasn't too horrible.
You know, I told everybody in the car, I said, I love everybody in the car, you know, and however this turns out, nothing will ever change that. So it was really calm at that point, you know. I mean, the windows were down in the car and, you know, the wind's whipping, but I kind of had like a real kind of a sense of calm as far as, you know, just where we were and what was what. And you don't have all those, you know, variables and choices. And I guess it's easier to deal with. And, you know, our options were either, you know, we'll get away or we won't.
Ryan continues.
I was doing about like 1:30 when I swerved to avoid the spike strips that they had deployed, and I didn't actually hit the spike strips. What happened was I went off the shoulder slightly with the two driver's side tires, front and rear, and I was shadowing the brakes, which, you know, I'm putting like 5% pressure on the brakes. And when it went from uneven terrain, from like gravelly bullshit grass, and then I rode back up onto the shoulder, and when it caught and coming back up on the lip, like the anti-lock brakes got pissed off from having uneven, you know, the brakes on the right side have regular interstate traction. The brakes on the left side are getting fucking weird feedback from the gravel, and I don't know if like the ABS got confused or what it was, but like it locked the brakes hard.
Here again is Chief Chamberlain.
They swerved to try to avoid the stop sticks and started sliding, rolled over a couple of times, and their car rolled up on the guardrail right in front of where I was.
And as we started to spin, we're drifting sideways. I tried to jam the car up into reverse and cut the wheel hard to the left, which, because we were spinning, we were starting to drift towards the driver's side. So I cut the wheel hard to the left in order to get the tires to turn that way, because as you're going backwards, the steering is reverse. And then I was hoping that I'd be able to fucking stomp on it in reverse with the wheel cut, sling it back around forward, drop it, and drive and keep going. But I wasn't able to because it drifted so hard sideways that we slid off from the driver's side of the interstate to the passenger side of the interstate. And when we hit the grass there, we just spun out and started rolling. The car, you know, flipped, it grabbed a little traction, flipped, and started rolling. And we might have rolled over 8, 9, 10 times, I don't know.
You know, I went out the window of that car, you know, when the car rolled, we were doing it in excess of 140 miles an hour, and obviously I wasn't wearing my seatbelt. And had I been wearing the seatbelt, I think with the way that the roof tore open on the car. I don't know if you've seen any of those pictures, but the roof is torn open and like a great big, you know, piece of like a sharp tuna can like rolled down inside the car. And
when it was said and done, I thought it might have been the last time that I'd seen my brother and sister, so I shouted out to him. I was like, man, I love you guys.
I yelled at her, police drop the gun, police drop the gun, police drop the gun. And the third time I said that, she looked up at me and stopped and spread her legs a little bit, started raising the gun that she had towards me.
More on that next time. If you're over 18 years old and want to see pictures of Lee Grace and Ryan Dougherty or find their addresses to write them in prison, go to our Instagram at @KT_studios. The Dougherty Gang is executive produced by Stephanie Leidecker and me, Courtney Armstrong, along with Beth Greenwald, Sean McEwen, and Joseph Morgan. Editing and sound design is by Jeff Twa. Additional producing by Chris Graves and Jeff Shane. The Dougherty Gang is a production of iHeartRadio and KT Studios. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.